Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. What an hour. You know who's going to be in studio later in the hour, Al?
Who?
Dr. Joel Fish, the prominent sports psychologist.
Oh, man.
And he will be delving into what is going on right now with Lane Johnson, who is back with the Eagles after a bout with depression, anxiety.
Yeah.
Same kind of things the guy next to him, Brandon Brooks, has dealt with.
Yeah.
It's interesting. We're going to get into that with Dr. Joel. Then we'll talk to him about Ben Simmons and what Ben's going to say today. And then, Al, I am going to basically – a lot of people are aware that I'm harboring this problem. It has to do with rage.
Rage.
And I have rage. I have a problem. People have told me I need to speak to a professional about how I feel about Andy Reid.
You should.
So I'm going to do it today on the show.
I tried to make you laugh the other day with an Andy Reid
meme. It doesn't make me laugh. I hate him.
Al, I sent him a picture – of Andy Reid that said of the 650,000 emails that were recovered, 10,000 of them were Andy Reid's DoorDash receipts.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he DoorDash.
DoorDash. It's like, you know.
DoorDash is like clothing. No. Right?
Your old jeans.
All right. But we'll get to all that later. On the line with us right now to shed some light on the many issues we're dealing with the Eagles is the legendary Ross Tucker, and he is brought to you by First Trust Bank, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up?
Ross, we got a lot of problems right now. I'm going to start with what Marcus Hayes wrote yesterday. He'll be out at 9 o'clock with us. He said it's time to bench Jalen Hurts. Do you agree?
Not at all. Not even a little bit. Totally disagree. What does he have, 10 starts so far?
Correct.
As an NFL quarterback? No. In fact, I think Jalen has shown enough that I think, barring something totally unforeseen, I want to see what he can do the rest of the year. I want to see if there's improvement. Because, really, the tough thing right now, Angelo, is it's hard to separate Hurts from Sirianni. They're both kind of learning as we go. So it's not a perfect experiment to really know what we have in Hurts. In other words, if it was Andy Reid as the coach or a more established coach, then you could look at what Hurts is doing and saying, okay, well, yeah, he doesn't have it, or he's not getting better or whatever. But we're really kind of figuring out and evaluating both these guys at the same time. So some of the slow starts or poor performances, it's hard right now for any of us to know for sure how much of it's Hurts, how much of it's Sirianni.
I 100% agree with you, but here's the problem with that. That's not changing. Hurts and Sirianni are both very young, and they're both going to be working together the rest of the year. How are we ever going to be able to evaluate Hurts if his coach never runs the ball?
Well, let's all hope that that changes a little bit. I still don't really understand the thought process or the logic there. I feel like we've talked about it a couple weeks. You know, I was at that game Thursday night. I called the game, and when they did it in the second half, they had success. It almost, that game was one, Angelo, where it felt like they went into it saying, well, nobody can run the ball in the Bucs, so we're not going to really even try. We'll see what happens the next couple weeks, because you can't say that about the Raiders or the Lions, or when they play the Chargers run defense is terrible. So we've got the next two or three games where you can they can no longer say, well, it's because this team had a great run defense. If they don't run it the next couple weeks in the first half, it's just because they don't want to run it.
All right, well, this is where I need to talk to Ross Tucker, the former NFL offensive lineman. All right, Ross. So they're 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and they've run the ball one time. How difficult is it to be an offensive lineman for the first two quarters and most of the third when you never ran the ball?
It's not ideal, that's for sure. I mean, most offensive linemen will tell you they'd rather run block than pass block. And the thing is, now they do a lot of RPOs, and they do a lot of things that let the offensive lineman fire off the ball a little bit. But, you know, as an offensive lineman, you know, that's why you lift weights. That's why you're 310 pounds or whatever it is. You want to fire off and hit them. You want to try to tee off on them. Whereas, no matter what you say, when you're throwing the ball, you can't – look, we all know you can't go more than a yard downfield or else it's a penalty, right? So you have to kind of sit there and let them come to you. It's not fun. I understand the thought process. A lot of the advanced numbers will say you throw the ball to get the lead, then you run the ball when you have – I get that. But they've got a couple good running backs, and we've talked about this before. They have such a built-in advantage of having a quarterback that can run. It feels like they're not utilizing one of their best tools, which is the fact that you have to account for Jalen Hurts as a runner. They're not really utilizing that, especially early in these games.
Ross, is it hard to call plays, or is Nick Sirianni just really bad at it?
You know, I've never done it. Everybody I've ever talked to.
Neither has he, by the way.
That's a good point. It's a fair point. And neither has Gannon. You know, it's funny. Anybody you've ever talked to, by the way, Angelo, they say it is like addicting. It's like a drug. Like they absolutely love it. I think he's learning. I really do. You know, they've had some games where the plan going into the game was really good and it went really well, like the Falcons and the Chiefs. I think one thing that's probably concerning to me is that out of the six games so far, four of the games, it's like the plan going in was not very effective, and it takes them a while to adjust. You know, it takes till like the fourth quarter of the last couple games before they're really able to adjust, and I'm not really sure why that is. If they were able to adjust a little earlier – yeah, obviously they were still able to beat the Panthers, but who knows what would have happened against the Bucks if they could adjust a little earlier.
Ross, do players or ever go up to the coach or assistant coaches and say, we haven't run the ball in an entire half? Like, do those conversations take place on the sidelines?
Yeah, so usually, Rhea, it is the elder statesman on the offensive line, so it would be like Jason Kelce saying to the O-line coach, Stout, we got to run the effing ball. Can you please tell him to run the effing ball? And Stout would say, I'm on it, I'm on it. And then he'd say in the headset, hey, the guys are looking to run. And then, you know, the coordinator or the head coach kind of does what they do after that. But that's usually what happens. Now, I don't know if Kelce would say something directly to Sirianni or to Steichen or not. But I will say this, okay? You know, I played for 5 teams, 7 years. Offensive linemen always want to run the ball, and they always come off the sideline and scream at the O-line coach, we got to run the effing ball. I mean, that happens like almost every game ever because that's what offensive linemen want to do, and then it's kind of up to see how much clout the O-line coach has, whether he can get them to mix that in or not. And I wouldn't put it past a guy like Kelce. Like, Mailata's not going to do it, or Driscoll, or any, or Dill, they're not going to say anything. But Kelce has enough cachet that he could say to Sirianni during the game or even during the week, he could be like, Coach, we really got to run the ball a little bit, man, just to help all these other things that we're doing.
The message is not getting through. All right, one other thing I want to ask you, and it's a sensitive topic, but I want to get your personal take on it. Lane Johnson's missed 3 games. He has now divulged that he's been dealing with anxiety and depression, similar to Brandon Brooks, who stands next to him on the line. We've seen all the evidence on what goes on with concussions in NFL players, and one of the things that happens is you have these situations that come up because of the impact you've taken. Do you worry about that yourself? You played in the NFL 8 years, Russ. Do you worry that there are going to be ramifications for you as well?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, I follow it pretty closely. There's a it's called the Concussion Legacy Foundation. Mm. They're the ones that discovered CTE. They're the ones that everybody sends their brains to. Like, I've already donated my brain that they can have whenever I pass. And I think about it. I try not to dwell on it, but it does seem like the guys that have the issues, Angelo, for the most part, it seems like a lot of them, it happens in their 60s, you know,
from
what I've seen. So I'm aware that that is a possibility. I'm doing the things that I've read that you can do to try to prevent that as much as possible. And, you know, I've talked to my wife about it, and I've said, hey, I'm 42 now. I'm like, let's have an awesome 20 years because I don't know what's going to happen when I'm in my 60s. Here's how I look at it, Angelo.
Wow.
Whether it's going to the beach or whatever, you know, I want to have an awesome 20 years because if I do end up having some type of cognitive issue in my 60s, I'll be really glad I did that. And guess what?
Wow.
If I'm fine and I don't have any issues, I'll still be glad I had an awesome 20 years. So either way, I'll be glad. But yes, I am very well aware of it. And I literally did a walk in the spring to raise money for the Concussion Legacy Foundation because they are researching ways to try to identify CTE in living people, all that kind of stuff. So yes, I'm aware of it. It's not a sensitive topic. It's something that is a real thing that you have to be aware of.
Very, very interesting response. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Russ. Thank you, sir.
All right, take care.
Tucker. Oh, he's already having those conversations with his wife.
Oh, you look
he's
at the history
42
in the
years old, and he's saying, let's have a good 20 years, because after that, you don't know. You don't know. Do you realize I'm beyond all of that?
Yeah, you are.
But
what conversations are you having with your wife?
The conversations I have with my wife is, honey, the last 20 years have been extremely boring.
Yeah.
I think maybe I got 10 more. They'll probably be even more boring.
Oh, good. She can't wait for you to retire.
And then she says, I'm leaving.
You won't remember the conversation.
Unfortunately, I won't remember anyway. All right, now, we have a drama, obviously, we've been trying to follow. A great, great Philadelphia sports fan, Bruce, was in the hospital most of last week, Al, after a heart episode. He is out of the hospital now, but still dealing with problems. Let's get an update from Bruce. Hi, Bruce.
Hey.
How you doing?
Sorry, I'm having one of my coughing fits.
Well, that's not good.
Well, hey, come on. I think it has to do with, excuse me, my lungs. But
COVID fit would be the long. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we're working on that. We're taking care of the heart first. I was doing my meds this morning, and I take 17 medicines a day.
Oh, how old are you, Bruce?
Well, 7 of them are vitamins.
How many? How old are you?
I'll be 58 November 7th.
This is not. You're very young to be having all these health problems.
Well, I feel myself considered lucky because my father. He had angina when he was 50. Both my aunts died of diabetes.
Wow.
Grandmother had cancer, and my uncle had cancer. So I do have a history to at least guide me, and I don't know which worse, the cancer, the diabetes, or the heart. But right now, I'm dealing with the heart.
All right, so what is the current prognosis? What is the update you're getting after all the tests, Bruce?
Well, the latest one is just take the heart medicine, take the blood clot medicine, and we will see you in 6 weeks to see if we can zap your heart again and get you back to a normal heart rate, because that was originally what their plan was, but they did a scope on me. I think I mentioned that to you, and they found the clot.
Right. I know right now you're taking thinners to try to break up the clot, correct?
I'm taking Alexaquil or something like that.
Are you feeling any better? Do you feel any better? Could you do anything except just lie down until you get over this
I'm
thing?
Not lying. Angelo.
What are you doing?
I got oxygen, so I can have oxygen, will travel.
Where are you going with the oxygen?
Yeah, they gave me a, it's the size of a a wine bottle, and it holds up to 4 hours. And I use that to go to the doctor's appointments, the store. I get a lot of help though when I'm at the store. Some people see me with the oxygen, they'll be more than willing to help me carry it out to the car or whatever. And
you're going to stores with oxygen?
Yeah, as long as it ain't stores that have flammable things all around.
All right, I don't think that's a great idea. Bruce, why don't you just lay low for a couple of weeks till you feel better?
Well, I've been laying low for, since January? And I finally got oxygen. And
Bruce,
you lay low long enough, you're going to end up, and I did, I ended up getting anxiety and have to get anxiety medicine.
Oh, good. All right, listen, Bruce, listen closely. This is friend to friend. All right, Bruce? Do not watch the Eagle game Sunday. Do not watch it.
Did you say don't watch it?
Don't watch it. Do not watch it.
Why? Is there something I shouldn't see?
No, we are. You're already having heart situations, all this other problem. That's not going to help you.
Angela, when I watch the Eagles, okay,
yeah,
I pretty much know what to expect. That I'm like the defense. I don't expect any runs. Except maybe Ertz might run. But as far as pass, I mean, we could lay back an offense, defense, and just wait for him to throw the ball near us.
All right, so you will not, get very upset if he doesn't run the ball at all in the first half?
No, I'm more upset that they don't even consider trying the first play. If you're going to pass, okay?
Yeah.
Why not just go for all the marbles? You got a speedster on the team, so you can get the ball downfield.
Good thinking. I like your Bruce, you got to keep me updated. I'm very interested in your situation because you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing a tough guy. Bruce, you have been knocked down by your health, but you're not quitting. There's no quitting, Bruce.
I agree with that. I've never met a challenge that I couldn't meet up to.
No, I got to tell you. Bruce, if a guy comes on and the first thing he does is have a coughing fit and he still does a great call like this, you're a winner to me, and you always will be.
Thank you, Angelo. And you are the top. I don't know how we're going to do it without you. I mean, really, just at least consider maybe if we do have a team that's close, you'll hang around at least.
No, but if I do end up in the hospital with you, I hope we room together. Then I could give you my thoughts throughout the time.
I just thought we were going to share a bucket list.
Bruce, do you have a business that is no longer there?
F.W. Woolworths.
Woolworths. Oh, I love that, Al.
I shopped there all the time as a kid.
In the early days of Woolworths, Al, in the front, right near the door, they would make chickens.
Five and dime.
On a spit. And they would go around and then you would eat a chicken on the way out.
The parakeets were there, too.
Parakeets were there with the chicken, and the parakeets would look at the chicken and go, I hope we're not next. 215.
Which game first, the chicken or the egg?
215-592-9494. So much more to do. Your calls, we come back. WIP Sports Time, 718.
And, you know, we've been telling you the Flyers are going to bring it abroad this season, and boy, didn't they last night. That place was loud, and you want to be part of that and catch all the excitement of live hockey, physical hockey, all kinds of knuckles being thrown last night at the Wells Fargo Center. Don't miss out on any of the action on Saturday. That's Saturday, October 23rd, when the Flyers take on a really good team. The Florida Panthers is at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets now before they're gone for another great show only at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 725. Something's bothering the hell out of me. Let me get an update on our question.
What is
This thing is bad. All right, I'm telling you right now, Al, on a Sunday afternoon, all right. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine a single event that would preclude my watching NFL action.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, on those rare weeks when the Eagles are not playing on a Sunday, I load up the Red Zone channel, move everybody out of the living room, and have 7 hours of joy.
Mm,
it's
it is.
Beautiful.
She's a nice guy.
Guess who wasn't doing that?
Mm.
I don't get the Joe Wechter lives in Haddon Township, New Jersey.
Yes, he does. Nice.
Joe Wechter is a beer enthusiast. Do you understand? He loves beer.
Yeah.
They were holding an annual Oktoberfest in his village.
Nice. Village.
He did not attend.
It's a village?
He did not attend.
It's the idiot.
He said no. He had another commitment. He was watching pro football.
Ah.
You know who did attend?
Who?
The head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni.
Well, you want to know why?
Hold on. Here is Matt divulging this story yesterday on this show.
Yeah, there was a sighting at Oktoberfest, and he was walking through, and everybody was telling him to run the ball. Run the ball.
Where was the Oktoberfest?
Haddon Township.
This weekend?
This yesterday. And my buddy got a picture with him and then sent it to me. And then he was very nice and courteous. And then my friend says, all right, I appreciate the picture, but you really need to run the ball, dude.
Keith Jones.
Yes.
You are a hockey broadcaster.
Correct.
One of the best in America.
Incredible.
All right, Jonesy, when you have downtime, what do you do?
Watch football.
Football.
Yeah.
He loves football.
And then I watch baseball.
And then what? Then basketball?
And then I watch the highlights of hockey.
And then.
He's a liar. I walked through the hub this morning, and he was watching Rangers highlights.
He loves it.
Oh, that overtime was awesome.
That man right there, let me tell you something. That man, when he was watching that fight in the game last night, Keith Jones was going, put my gloves on. I'm going down there. That looks a lot like Joey Sacco to me.
Uh-huh.
Right, Jonesy?
I rarely lost, I can tell you that.
I can tell you that is correct. All right, Ava, question of the day. What do you got right
now? WIP Morning Show Twitter question. Will Jalen Hurts be the Eagles' starting quarterback next season? 57% say no.
Yeah. Isn't that sad?
It's sad.
It is. Bernadette's up from Tabernacle. Hi, Bernadette.
Good morning, Angela. Good morning, morning team. How are you guys doing?
Bernadette, I'm confused that my head coach did not watch football, but I did on Sunday. That's weird to me.
Yeah, very weird.
I mean, Rhea's got a theory on why he didn't watch it. Rhea, why do you think he didn't watch it?
Because on Sunday, they're actually playing a completely different game. It's called football, where they run the ball.
Oh, they run it. He did not want to see any runs.
I'll tell you something, Angelo. I've been watching the Eagles since Dick Vermeil was coach.
Right.
And I will admit, out of all the coaches, he was the best, okay. The first best.
Okay.
Second best was Doug Peterson. He got them a Super Bowl, and then Jeffrey Lurie and Howie threw him away. He threw him away like a piece of trash.
You're right.
He was the only one that brought us a Super Bowl, and they got rid of him.
Why?
I think.
Why did they get rid of him? Burns, stop right there for a second. Why did they get rid of Doug Peterson?
I still to this day cannot figure it out. I can tell you
exactly why. Because Doug Peterson, after 5 years at a Super Bowl, wanted to hire his own assistant coaches, and they said no. The minute he attempted to assert any power, the people running the team said, I don't care that you won a Super Bowl, get out.
Yeah, it's really what
and
happened.
And then they went out on a long quest to find the one guy that would do whatever the hell they told him to do. And that's Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was unenthusiastic.
I was hoping for a little more there, Bird, but okay. I'll take what I can
get. I just think they're playing real sloppy.
Yo, they are doing that. Hey, Bird, I got great prizes today. I would like you to win one. I'm the judge today. Give me a great business like Blockbuster that is no longer here.
Okay, I'm going to go with an oldie, a store that is no longer around. It's called Strawbridge and Clothier.
Oh, yeah. I represented them a long time ago.
Now we know why they're not here anymore.
Problem, mystery solved.
You did a great job, though.
No, I don't think I did.
That was the pig, right?
What? Yes.
That was the pig?
Al, that was an old-fashioned department store. When I first started here, Tom Brookshire and I did an appearance there, and they floated up. We were like floating above I think it was like the jewelry perfume area.
What were you guys wearing?
No, we were up there taking questions from below, and people were there asking sports questions.
Nice.
It's a long time
in the perfume section.
How far down below were they?
Jesus.
They were a bit below.
That's amazing.
They hung like a platform, and we went up on
so weird.
It's very weird. On the line. Alex, will you follow on what happened with William Shatner?
He went in space. 90 years old.
What are you doing in space?
Stupid there.
It was an 11-minute flight, and now he came down and said it was the most profound experience of his life.
Yeah, it changed his life.
Here to update us on that story is our NASA correspondent, Clifford W. Letts. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, good morning. By the way, that's the first place I met you, the thing you're describing.
Yes, that Strawbridge and Clothier appearance floating above the jewelry store.
You and Brookie had this beautiful pictures that you were signing.
Yeah.
You remember them?
Yeah.
I still have them.
Bring them in.
Any photo with me in it is damn attractive. I can tell you that. All right, so tell us about Shatner, Cliff.
Well, yeah, Shatner was... Shatner wasn't buying into the whole Jeff Bezos thing. At the end of the flight, you know, they do the thing with the champagne shower.
Yep.
And he comes running over, and Shatner's saying, get away from me, get away from me. And he starts going on about how his life has been changed. He's 90 years old, and his life has changed, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to cry one moment.
He did cry. No, yeah. Cliff, he said 90 years on Earth. He said 10 minutes in space. Completely changed his perspective on life. Is that amazing to you?
Yeah.
Can we send Ben Simmons up?
No, listen.
Good call,
Al. You're understating it. He went up there and he said, once you got above the Earth's atmosphere, whatever, that it's pitch black and he could see death.
I wouldn't believe that part.
He's 90.
Out of it.
No. You sure he wasn't on Uranus?
All right, stop with you guys all. Why are you people rooting? This is important stuff. This is profound.
Do you have any perfume?
Cliff, what does that mean? What is he saying there that it was all black and he saw death?
Yeah, he said, I think he said, is this what death is like?
Yeah.
Going from blue to black, you know.
All right, you don't seem to have that much on this either, Cliff. Do you understand this is life-changing?
Can you just go in a room and turn the lights out?
This is just the Cliff Notes.
William Shatner will never see the world the same way.
Actually, can I talk about the Russian movie?
Okay, sure. What's the Russian movie?
Yeah, so they... The Expedition 65 ended on Sunday night, or early Sunday night. The Russian director and actress that are filming that movie were up there for 12 days. Mm. They came back with the cosmonaut who actually was playing the cosmonaut in the movie. And the strange thing is when they come back, there's only about 20 people that recover them. They carry them out of the ship and they do medical things. Well, when they showed this, they had like 100-some people and they're all wearing uniforms and they had Russian hats and all this. They were still filming the movie, and they were in a bullhorn saying, everybody take off your mask, don't look at the camera, put away your cell phones. This is the conclusion of the movie. And I'm thinking, they're actually going to film the movie here as they're being recovered. They had to do five takes of this movie, right?
Well, that's not reality, then, if they're doing five takes.
Well, the best part was they didn't want people to see how the movie ended. But it was broadcast live on NASA TV for an hour.
Well, guess what? You're not keeping that under wraps.
I guess they were suspicious of some unscrupulous person that would take screenshots and post it on social media, which is exactly what I did. So,
all right, Cliff, this is what I need to know. All right?
Yes.
William Shatner at 90 gets to go up.
Yes.
When do you go? That's your dream. Your
dream is people have been asking me on social media about when I'm going to go up and everything. Right now, it's at $250,000 to $350,000 for that flight.
All right, we'll do a GoFundMe.
Yeah,
we'll get
our listeners will get you there.
Wouldn't you want to go up there like Shatner?
Absolutely. They called me. I'd be there tomorrow.
There it is. He would do it. You would risk life and limb for one look into the atmosphere, right, Cliff?
Yeah, it's only 4 minutes up there, but I mean, it's 4 minutes more than I have right now.
Do you have it?
If his last name was Shatner, he might be able to get this done.
That guy's rich.
Yep.
I will say that. Cliff, good report. Cliff is so interested in the Russians, Al.
Yeah.
I wonder about it.
He's always loved the Red Army.
He's always loved it. I don't know what that's about. What's coming up? Well, in studio, we will be conversing with the most brilliant man we know, sports psychologist Dr. Joel Fish. We'll be talking to him. Al, Richard Glaser. Our critic.
Right, film critic.
He
movies,
discovered
TV.
The best thing streaming right now.
Really?
Oh, no.
He tells me last week,
right.
I can't wait till he comes on. He kind of assigns himself when he's coming on.
Right.
So I watch it. It's phenomenal. Richard Glaser Report coming up. You want something great to watch on TV, you stay right there. WIP Sports Hype 736.
All right, let me tell you about my favorite place to score. You know, I'm talking about my friends at the Casino at Delaware Park. The Casino at Delaware Park has so many options for you. Enjoy world-class golf at White Clay Creek Country Club, located on the grounds of Delaware Park. Celebrate Oktoberfest at the new 1937 Brewery, local craft beers made on site, located inside Delaware Park as well. Wager on all pro and college sports at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Delaware Park is hiring. Want to join a winning team? Check out all the opportunities on the careers page of their website, DelawarePark.com/careers. The Casino at Delaware Park, just up the road in Minutes from Everywhere, I-95 Delaware Exit 4B, slots, table games, sports wager on all pro and college sports, a world-class golf course, and the brand-new 1937 brewery on-site, all in a safe, socially distanced atmosphere. All the details are at DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back. Joining us in studio is the brilliant sports psychologist for the Centers for Sports Psychology, the great Dr. Joe Fish. Hi, Dr. Joe.
Great to see you in person, Angela.
When you walk in, my brain starts working differently. For example, Joe Coughlin is not going to like what I'm about to do. I am going to give you the evolution of a humorous sports bit that created by Mr. Coughlin this morning. All right? So I got an email over the weekend from somebody who said, you should have Chip Kelly apologize for not going to Jeff Lurie's Christmas party, and therefore Howie Roseman is no longer in the broom closet. He's ruining our team. See, now, when I agree with that premise, I immediately say to Coughlin, let's do it. So Coughlin begins working on it, and then he comes up with, why don't we have him, after a UCLA victory, Al, come out and take a moment to apologize for what he did here.
Yeah.
Here is that bit.
Yep, big win this week, but I need to clean up an issue for my years in the NFL with the Eagles, so I would like to now issue a formal apology. I realize now that I made a big mistake when I failed to attend the team Christmas party at the home of our beloved owner, Jeffrey Lurie. Yep, if I had just shown up at that party, I would never have gotten fired, and Howie Roseman would still be in the broom closet. Instead, the franchise was sent in an entirely different direction, so I realized all the opportunities that were missed by me not attending the party out on the main line. If I was at that party, Howie and Jeff would have explained the run-pass option to me. Jeffrey has known for a long time that the NFL is a passing league. You don't need to run the ball at all. He understood before anyone what yards after catch meant, so. And I realize now that I might have been wrong about Howie, too. I originally found him to be a meddling geek who thought he knew more football than I did, so I sent him to the other side of the building. I gave him a new title of equipment manager because the only thing he really knew how to pick was sweat socks, so. So I can't express how much I regret missing that Christmas party at Jeffrey's house. I heard they had finger sandwiches too and a wonder selection of wine and cheeses. So, and look, I know how he picked the wines, and if he picked the wines the way he picks his players, I don't know how good they'd be. And I know how Howie and Jeff are salivating over those first round picks they got for Wentz so they can draft another friend of the family, another inadequate wide receiver. But no, I don't think they're tanking the season. So I know Jeffrey's at every practice. I know he's talking to the coach all the time. In fact, I think Jeffrey's in Sirianni's headset too. Not just during the game, he's with him all week long. He tells him what to order at the grocery store, what color underwear to wear, what toothpaste to use. Ultra Bright. The toothpaste, not Howie. But I miss Jeffrey. I love when he speaks to the media that one time every year. Every year he comes up with a new word nobody else has ever heard before, so. So I apologize for that. To Jeffrey, but also to Howie. I misunderstood those fellas. I mean, let's face it, they're football geniuses, both of them. And I know Howie gets together with his old draft picks every year at Christmas time. Marcus Smith, Jaquan Jarrett, Danny Watkins. And hey, if the stockings over the chimney ever catch fire, Howie and Watkins can put it out together, so. And maybe this year I'll dress up my secret wife in a nice holiday dress and we can go over to Jeffrey's house and make good on the party I miss, so hip hip.
Yeah. All right. Oh my God. The C. Joe Coughlin's comedy show at the Media Theater on November 6th. He's going to be doing all of his song parodies with the City Rhythm Orchestra, and the special MC will be the great Ray Dittinger. Go to joecoughlin.com. We're channeling our own frustration there, right, Doc?
Yes.
We are so frustrated with the owners that we are using humor as a hatchet to try to really clobber these guys. Is that correct?
Humor is a great way just to lighten up and diffuse.
But deep down, every time he gets a zinger in, like he's got Sirianni's got the headset on in the grocery store. Get the shaman, you know, something like that. Yeah, we are channeling our own frustration. That's what's going on here.
That's all it is.
All right, I'm going to give you my next frustration. It was Lane Johnson. All right, Lane Johnson, we know. I took a wild guess and came pretty close. I said he was pondering his future in football because he had just walked away from the team and nobody would say anything. He divulged yesterday he's coming back on a team. He was dealing with bouts of depression and anxiety. Why is that? Why would you keep that private, Doc? So many people are dealing with that. Why is that a private issue?
Well, I have to speculate. I don't know him, but our culture is changing, Angelo. In the last couple of years, there have been a lot of high-profile athletes. Simone Biles, Osaka, DeRozan, Kevin Love in the NBA. Our culture is changing where it's more acceptable to come out and say, I'm struggling with anxiety, depression, but the needle's still moving. So at the private level, my assumption is that he just needed to find a time to feel comfortable enough to express himself. And the needle's moving in the right direction. I think our culture is more open to it. But people need time to be able to still be honest with themselves and put that out in public.
All right. Is there any relationship between the potential for bouts of depression, because Brandon Brooks, the guy right next to him on the line, has also dealt with these same issues and the concussion problems. Is that related? Is that potentially related?
I think the research is showing there could be.
Yeah.
But I've been working with pro athletes for over 25 years. Depression, anxiety, it's been going on. This is not new.
Okay.
It's just the culture, as I said, is changing. More importantly, the locker room is changing, where you can admit these things to your teammates. You can admit them to the organization. So I think it's been there on its own. There's the same percentage of anxiety and depression among pro athletes as there is in the general population.
All right, what causes it?
I mean, to me,
in an athlete, what causes you to become depressed?
There's low, medium, and high levels of depression. And so it's a matter of degree. In my opinion, when it gets to the point, because we all feel anxiety, we all feel depression, the issue is how much does it impact on your functioning every day, your ability to eat, to sleep, to go to work, in relationships? And so what happened with Lane Johnson, I imagine, is that it got to the point where it interfered with his ability to really perform at the highest level every day.
So he feels pressure.
He feels pressure. And in my opinion, when it reaches that high level, I do believe, this is my personal opinion, there's a physiological component to it.
Okay.
And so I think we really need to address it seriously from that perspective, too.
But there are people out there dealing with this now. They need to seek help. They need, what do you tell them?
Well, I think what Lane Johnson does for all of us and why there's such a positive response to it is, welcome to the club. Anxiety, stress, it's been in the locker room for 25, 30 years.
There's no shame in it.
Right. And so what he is modeling for us is that, you know, I'm not a machine. I'm not a robot. I need help. So if you can relate to me, go get help. And I think that's the positive he's doing, not only for himself, but also for the rest of us.
I did not feel your message was getting through at all to either Al or Jones.
What?
What? He wasn't even listening.
I was listening.
All right, Jonesy, you had a kind of a sour look on your face.
Yeah, I was thinking about all the coaches that depressed me that didn't play me.
Nothing
go.
Like ice time.
We got a lot of ground. We got a lot coaches. Of ground to cover the next hour, Doc. Hang in there. Steve's out of line from Egg Harbor. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how we doing? Talking about Jalen Hurts, we're never going to be able to find out if this guy can actually play quarterback the way the position is supposed to be played, unless we get a system where at least 35% of the plays are real running plays. And I don't consider RPO running plays that the guy makes a decision. You know, a real running play is when you pitch to a running back going left or left going right, somebody coming up through the middle, being under center sometimes. You know, I was your producer was chastising me because he says maybe he can't see over the offensive line. I said he's in a shotgun. Of course he can. He's 6'1". He's not that small. I'm sorry.
I don't know if he's 6'1".
Wait a minute. The producer you were talking to is like 5'5". What the hell is he talking about?
Well, I actually like talking to him.
No, he's yelling in my ear. Now he's arguing with me. Your job is to put the people on the air, Joe, not yell at them.
No, that's all right. I enjoyed it, you know? I mean, he's 5'5". God, I can't believe it.
All right, bottom line, though, Steve.
6'5".
Yes. I want you to hear this. This is Ryan Clark of ESPN, and he says it exactly, maybe a little more compellingly than you did, but he's 100% right. Listen to what he said about Hurts.
I do believe in Jalen Hurts. Here's the problem. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to ruin Jalen Hurts. He's accounted for 85% of the offense this year, both in the run and in the pass. Last night, you called 9 total runs for running backs. Nick Sirianni can't believe that this is the way to bring along a young QB. It's only been 10 games into him starting.
Steve, they're ruining the kid.
I'll tell you what, that guy's 100% correct. And here's the one thing I wanted to really say.
Yeah.
Remember the Carolina game at the end of the game? They knew, and they're supposed to be a pretty good defense. They knew we were running the ball. We didn't have Lane or anybody else. But 3/5 of our offensive line was not even on the field. We had backups, and we ran it down their throats. Did anybody ever think that maybe we could just run the ball?
And he just doesn't like it.
Line that's meant to run the ball?
He doesn't like the run. It's that simple. Give me a business that's no longer there.
Sears Roebuck.
Got
somebody
it.
Somebody's out. Give him the list. Yes.
Radio Shack, Toys R Us, Sears Roebuck, Photo Mat, FW Woolworths, and Strawbridge and Clothier.
Did anyone ever tell you you're horrible at that job?
What do you mean? I'm just reading the list.
You read it like you're a third grader.
I'm not in the
read it with read it with some poise and some enthusiasm.
Can you work with him, Dr. Fisher?
Doc, did you hear that? Did you think that was a professional read of the list?
I think there's more passion in there.
There's more passion in there. Oh, I want you during breaks to work with Dr. Fish.
Shaq to radio, us to toys.
Shut up.
Billy.
He's scared of
Dr. Steve, do you
Fish.
Have... He is afraid of
he's
Dr. Fish.
He's terrified of him.
Dr. Fish has psychoanalyzed him now, and he's going, this guy's got a body in his trunk.
Yes, he
several.
Does.
And it's a dead body.
Yep.
Steve, give me another business
that's
no longer here.
How about the old Charming Shops?
Charming? What is that?
Charmin.
Oh,
sweet.
Charmin.
They sold toilet paper.
I don't know if Charmin... Check and see if Charmin toilet paper is still available.
They have a whole shop of that?
Yeah.
No. Well, you guys are all idiots. Charmin is still there,
yeah.
By the way.
That
he's talking about
count.
Charming Shops. Right. They were like...
Oh, they're charming.
Steve, you could get off. You lost. Thank you. 215. Andy the Troll's coming up.
Yes.
You got to get this. Richard Glazer has the greatest recommendation for something streaming right now.
Well,
no, it is not good. It is not great. It's Queen's Gambit level great.
Murders in the Building finale tonight.
Oh, that thing stinks.
Oh, you're so wrong.
Oh, that's so
stupid. It had one
stupid.
Iffy episode.
Can I say this for you? Don't take this the wrong way. You're a horrible judge of television.
Yeah, everybody. It's like the number one show in America, and I'm like off the beaten path here.
No, weird America, not the normal America. 215-592-9999. We come back. A Hall of Famer joins us. Jay Wright. What would he do if he were the Sixer coach and Ben Simmons was talking today? Oh, we're putting him on the hot seat for sure. WIP Sports Time at 7:53. I am thrilled that football is up and running now and everybody gets to enjoy it every week. And here's what's great about it, too. If you're looking for a champion, you might have to wait a while. You don't have to wait at all in the forklift business. We got the best in North America in MHS lift. They win all the major awards every year. I'm going to tell you exactly why. Because Andy and Brett Levin, the guys that own and run the place, they don't accept anything but the very best. That's why they're the 2020 best place to work in America. And the reason that they got that award is because they're fantastic. They pay great, they aim high, and they constantly deliver for their clients. And you know what's great about this, too? You can work for them right now. They are really looking for technicians. They're ready to train you. And all you got to do is go to MHSLift.com, click on careers, and apply right online. If you're looking for a career, not a job, this is a career, and you want to work at the best place you can work at, you can't do better than MHS Lift, a company that treats you with respect and values your contribution. If you're also out there looking for new or pre-owned warehouse equipment, warehouse assessment, or the equipment needs repairs and maintenance, call the best, MHS Lift. 888-MHS-LIFT, MHSLift.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.